The following program is a part of the TCC Connection, Tulsa Community College's student newspaper. Episodes of the season of Podcast for a Day include programming made available by the Electronic Communication class during the 2022 spring semester. Students were tasked with the creation of their own podcast episode. For the full season of Podcast for a Day provided by the course, visit tccconnection.com or whichever platform you may be listening to. Enjoy the following episode.
All right, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Hollywood Sunrise. For those of you that can't see us, Breeze and I just clinked our glasses. My name is Shane.
My name is Breeze.
And we've been best friends since high school. I don't know about you guys, but we are obsessed with celebrities. I always wanted to be an actor or a musician when I was younger, but like most theater kids, I didn't think I was good enough. But I still have that obsession today, and that's what I wanted to talk about. Breeze, do you know a whole lot about any of the awards like Emmy, Oscar, Tonys, or Grammys?
I'm gonna be real honest, I like watch them obviously for the celebrities, but I have no idea how the process works at all.
Oh, perfect. Okay, awesome. Because I stayed up last week researching all of it, so I'll give you the tea. So I think I want to start off talking about the Grammys. So the Grammys just happened. This is the year 2022, for those of you who are listening to this in a different time. On April 3rd of this month, the Grammys just happened. So this is a little new. The Grammys are actually a peer-recognized award. There's not a whole lot of things that you have to do to be eligible. One of the main things, though, is it has to be released within the time period. You or someone that represents your album or label has to submit you, or you have to submit yourself. What they do is they separate all of the different categories, like all the different genres, into different categories. So for example, like the R&B category, you will only have R&B artists voting on that. And that's kind of how that process is. It's not too hidden. Websites make it pretty obvious, although it is only voted on by specific members. The next award I wanted to talk about was the Tonys. And honestly, this one is my favorite. It has a lot to it though, so get ready. Every year the Tony Awards come out with like a 40-page rules and regulations book that you have to look at to get nominated.
40 pages? That's a lot.
I know, right? 40 pages. The people who decide who are even eligible consist of these different groups. You got 10 from the American Theater Wing, you've got 10 from the Broadway League, and one from each of the four big unions. You have the Dramatists Guild, the United Scenic Artists, Actors Equity, and Society of Stage Directors and Choreographers. And that makes up the Administrative Committee. The Administrative Committee then either votes or chooses 50 people out of that to be the Nomination Committee. And those, out of all 50 of those are the people who come up with who's nominated for each award. Moving on to the Emmys Awards, these were the first ever awards to nominate any artists. They started in the 1950s as the Academy of Television Arts and Sciences. As it grew, it later evolved into the National Academy of Television Arts and Sciences. And then, as it became more international, it was further known as the International Academy of Television Arts and Science. There are actually two different kinds of Emmys. Do you know which ones they are?
No.
It's okay, I didn't either. There's the Primetime Emmys, which happen in September. The Primetime Emmys are shows that come out during primetime and have also, within recent years, they've integrated streaming services like Netflix, Disney Plus, and Hulu.
Okay.
The Daytime Emmys happen in June, and those are more like for talk shows and soap operas, like things that happen in the day. So the Grammys, Emmys, and Oscars are all voted on by their peers. Isn't that weird?
I mean, I feel like that's a little... What's the word? It's the same.
Rigged.
Rigged, yeah.
That's what I've been seeing all over the internet. Anytime that any of these things are brought up, it sounds really rigged. And you want to know which one sounds the most rigged?
Which one?
The Oscars. And here's why. So, to start from the beginning, the Oscars are known as the Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts, and Science, otherwise known as the Academy Awards. You do have to submit yourself or your own movie, and it's the same thing. Peers vote on you, but to be able to be one of the people who are voting for the people who are nominated, members are invite only. So there's no way that you can become a member through different financial gain, or it doesn't matter how popular you are, you have to have someone in that group. To be considered to be a member, you have to be sponsored by two different members of that category or branch. To vote for best lighting, you have to work in lighting. To work in the best actress, you... Doesn't that seem a little too rigged to you?
I mean... Everything's a little rigged nowadays. I mean, I'm just saying.
I would, let me tell you, if I were in this situation, I would definitely bring my friends in. If I knew somebody else in that category, I would be like, hey, let's bring Breeze in. Like, this doesn't sound very fair to me. And do you want to know some weird statistics that I got from 2019?
I mean, you always give me the best statistics, so go ahead.
They found out that the voting members, 94% were white, 6% were other. Mm. 77% were male and 23% were female. 86% were over the age of 50 years old and 14% were under 50.
I'm sorry. I'm laughing because I'm just laughing at the statistics. I'm sorry.
It's crazy. Like, I understand that, like, the over 50, I get that. That, you know, like, some of the smartest people that we have are older and, like, you know, wisdom comes with age.
Wisdom does come with age, I can agree with that.
But all of the rest of the statistics seem a little fishy to me. They did go under a recent controversy in 2019 when every single Oscar was won by a white actress or a white actor.
Rigged.
Exactly. They did give out a little bit of a notice saying that they would look further into that and hope to have more diversity in the future. We've seen a little bit, but not a whole lot.
It's honestly their HR coming out and saying that, oh, we'll take care of this problem because we see that you guys see it's a problem, but we'll take our sweet time doing it.
Oh, no, yeah, for real.
Can we please talk about Will Smith at the Oscars? Oh my gosh, that was
yes,
so
please.
Bad.
We can definitely talk about Will Smith. Do you want to talk about Jada or do you want to talk more about Chris Rock?
Oh my gosh.
Okay, for those of you that don't know, the 2022 Oscars... There was a huge event. It was the slap heard around the world. Will Smith had slapped Chris Rock across the face, all because he said a joke over Jada Pinkett Smith's hair.
I mean, I'm not going to go into detail about the couple in general because I have a lot to say about the couple. But she did come out with a documentary about how she has an autoimmune disease, and that's why she doesn't have hair on her head. And so I can see why she took offense to it. I really can. But I don't know.
I don't know about going as far to slap someone on stage, on national television. Like, I get sticking up for your woman. Like, I would totally want a man to stick up for me, too. I don't know. I don't know if I would be okay with him doing it in front of a whole bunch of people. I'd be a little embarrassed afterwards.
And he still won afterwards.
And he still won.
He still sat down and took his place, and he still won and went to the after party right afterwards. So
he did. Speaking of, like, the Emmys, Grammys, Oscars, and Tonys, do you know anyone that has an EGOT?
EGOT. Oh my gosh. Now let me tell you, I know a couple that have an EGOT. Let's talk about one of my favorites, Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Yes.
Oh, Phantom of the Opera. Yeah.
Phantom. Oh, that's one of my favorite musicals.
My first love. My absolute first love indeed. I watched that movie and seen the play about a billion different times. I can't even count it on all five fingers or five toes I have. he actually got knighted by the Queen, and so we can actually call him Sir EGOT.
Oh, Sir EGOT. Okay, I like that title.
And there's a couple, actually, other. So Whoopi Goldberg. We like Whoopi.
Of
Whoopi's
course,
nice.
Whoopi.
Robert Lopez. And I will say, at the age of 39, whenever he did receive his EGOT, he was the youngest person to receive an EGOT. Robert Lopez.
That's awesome. 39 years old.
I mean... That doesn't seem young to me, but, I mean, that must be young when it comes to having an EGOT, especially for how long, you know, you work in those industries. So, I mean, I can see that. One more other person that I would actually like to talk to about, John Legend.
John Legend has an EGOT?
Yes! He is actually the first African-American man to have an EGOT.
I didn't know John Legend had an EGOT. He definitely deserves one. He's so talented.
He's so talented. Ugh. I love everything, and his wife and his babies. Ugh. I love it. I love it so much. So far, that's what I found on all the people that have EGOTs. I believe there's 16 actual winners of EGOTs. Yeah, there's 16 of them.
16. And for those of you who don't know, to win an EGOT, you have to have a Grammy, Emmy, Oscar, and a Tony. You have to have at least one of each. Now that we've talked a little about each of the awards, do you think that they're fair?
I think we live in a society where nothing's really fair, no matter how hard you can make it. There's so many systems put up in place where it's like nothing's really fair at this point, you know? Mm-hmm. But I think they could be fairer. I'll say that.
I will agree.
They could be fairer.
I think they could be fairer. I think all of these peer voted categories, I don't know about those. They seem a little fishy to me. The only one that I will say stands out to me as different is the only one that actually is different, which is the Tony Awards. I think that one, because it has 50 different people voted on from four of the different big unions, I think that one is the most fair if I had to pick one. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, I would completely agree with you.
I've watched them, and I'll tell you right now, I didn't know any of this about the Grammys or whatnot. I just watched them just for the celebrities because, I mean, as you can tell, watching the Oscars was all fun and games, especially when you saw Will Smith get up there and make history. I mean, I'm glad I know all this information now about them.
Right. It's definitely all about the celebrities, and that's what I love. Well, thank you, Breeze, for coming in today. I loved talking about this with you.
Oh, no problem. It's always fun to be around and be able to do stuff with my best friend.
Heck yeah. Thank you guys for listening. We'll see y'all later.
Bye. Bye.